Someone for muse attend my quill, while I the shades and valleys fill with sighs and sad lamenting cries, since Damon doth my love despise. If for his sake I bleeding lie, and fain I would but cannot die. Among the mountains did I rove, and likewise airy silent grove, to find out my disloyal swain, but yet I find it all in vain. Now for his sake I bleeding lie, and fain I would but cannot die. When first the shades I did frequent, I little knew what lovers meant. My freedom then I did enjoy, but Damon did the same destroy. Now for his sake I bleeding lie, and fain I would but cannot die. Why doth the god of love invade the heart of a young harmless maid, and leave me likewise bound, saith she, in chains of sad captivity, where I in sorrow sighing lie, and fain I would but cannot die. No longer can I now conceal my flames, but must the same reveal. For Cupid with his golden dart has wounded deep my yielding heart, so that in melting tears I lie, and fain I would but cannot die. The rose and lilies which did twine here in these youthful cheeks of mine are now become as pale as lead, since all my splendid glories fled. For Damon's sake I bleeding lie, and fain I would but cannot die. The fatal stroke make haste to give, for I had rather die than live. In so much torment, grief, and pain, farewell thou, false and perjured swain. In grief, alas, I bleeding lie, and fain I would but cannot die. Here I invoke the powers above to pity me, whose pain is love, and yield me now this day relief to ease the anguish of my grief. For here, alas, I bleeding lie, and fain I would but cannot die. What have I done to cause this woe? Why does the fates afflict me so? Why don't my heart this minute break, and death a final conquest make? For here, alas, I bleeding lie, and fain I would but cannot die. The nymph that now enjoys my dear, while I in sorrow languish here, she little knows my wretched state, the which no mortal can relate. For here, alas, I bleeding lie, and fain I would, but cannot die.